Hi there. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Well, you're with the Pick, Click, Give program. For those who might not be aware of what this is, can you explain it a bit?
Sure. Pick, Click, Give is an opportunity for Alaskans to make a charitable donation directly from their permanent fund dividend to any of the 540 nonprofits on the list. So you can donate as little as $25 or up to the full amount of your dividend if you choose. It's part of the online PFD application process.
Well, and so PFD filing period is opening up, which means it's also time to start considering Pick, Click, Give.
That's right. PFD filing started at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st and will continue through March 31st.
Well, and it seems that, well, I've heard at least that a great percentage of Alaskans who file for the PFD contribute to Pick, Click, Give within the first 2 weeks, within a short period of time after PFD opens.
It's true. Most Alaskans file in the month of January. About 60% of everyone who files online for the PFD does it in January. And particularly the first few days of January are very busy for PFD filing. If you go to the PFD website yesterday or today, you'll see they have a little notice up that because of the amount of traffic their website is experiencing, the response times may be a little bit slower than usual. I filed yesterday, and at a couple points it was a little on the slow side, but otherwise smooth sailing through the application.
Well, and it seems that if you can capture the attention of those folks who are filing early, filing now, which is a great percentage of Alaskans, this is the best time to get them to contribute to Pick, Click, Give. I assume as the filing period progresses, and especially after someone has already filed for a PFD, to have them go back into the system and do Pick, Click, Give might be a little more challenging.
I think most people like to take care of business when they're making that PFD application, so it is a great time to go ahead and Pick, Click, Give while you're in there. Alaskans do have the ability to go back after their PFD application is filed. There's a green button on the right side of the PFD homepage that says add or change your Pick, Click, Give donation. So it is possible if you encounter any difficulty with the PFD application or you're just in a big rush, you can always go back later to add the donation. But most people prefer to do it the first time around while they're doing their overall PFD filing.
Well, in addition to the satisfaction that you earn from giving to nonprofits in Alaska, there's also an added incentive to doing Pick, Click, Give, isn't there?
There is. This year we're offering the Double Your Dividend sweepstakes again. We offered this for the first time last year and found that a lot of people were pretty excited about winning a chance to double their PFD. 10 Alaskans who make a Pick, Click, Give donation will win a cash prize equal to the amount of the 2015 PFD. And we don't know what that is yet, but this past year it was $1,884, and all signs are showing that it should be around the same amount, maybe a little bit bigger. So for 10 people who Pick, Click, Give, that's going to be a really fun phone call to get this fall.
And you're just automatically entered into the sweepstakes.
Yes, as long as you release your information, that is, disclose your name and address and phone number so that we can contact you to tell you that you won, you'll automatically be entered.
So does that mean there's an anonymous option for giving to Pick, Click, Give? Is that what you're talking about? Don't give anonymously, or is this something different?
People are welcome to continue to give anonymously, but unfortunately, if you give anonymously, we have no way of knowing who you are or giving you a call to let you know that you won the sweepstakes. So in order to be eligible for the sweepstakes, you can't remain anonymous. You need to share your name and contact information with us so that we have the ability to let you know if you're one of those 10 lucky winners.
Well, you mentioned there are 540 nonprofits in the state of Alaska. How many in Sitka?
There's more than 20 operating in Sitka. Some of those are statewide organizations that have a presence in Sitka, like the Salvation Army, for example. Some of them are regional organizations like Southeast Alaska Independent Living or SAIL. And then many of them, a majority of them, are actually Sitka-based organizations. So there's more than 20 to choose from in Sitka. If you're interested in keeping your Pick, Click, Give gift local. And then there's over 500 options if you'd like to look statewide for those nonprofits that you'd like to support. PickClickGive.org is our website, and it's a great place to come explore and think about where you might like to make a PickClickGive donation. You can sort through the list by the causes that are being served, or you can narrow it down by city if you'd like to just take a look at Southeast or focus in on Sitka.
Okay, so you can search thematically or regionally or by city. Can you also look up an individual name?
Absolutely. You can look up the individual name. You can say you're a dog lover and you really want to give to a dog rescue group. You can look up animal rescue organizations. There's a lot of different ways to come at it and narrow down that list so that you can focus on the organizations that you're interested in. And each one of them has a profile page on our website, so they're able to share with you information about what they do, how they plan to use your Pick, Click, Give donation, and share videos and photographs of the work that they're doing.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Pick, Click, Give and the intention behind it?
Sure. Pick, Click, Give was first available to Alaskans in 2009, and this followed the legislature passing a law to create the program because it's affiliated with the Permanent Fund Dividend. They set up a law and an application process. Each of the organizations has to submit an application every year to be part of Pick, Click, Give. And the legislature really wanted to make sure this was an Alaska-focused program. So all of the organizations on the list have to provide services in Alaska, as well as have a majority of their board members be Alaska residents. They also submit some financial information, and there are a number of other requirements, like they have to have been in operation for 2 years before they're eligible, things that the legislature set out to help give Alaskans a certain level of confidence when they're giving through Pick, Click, Give.
Tell me about the successes. How successful has this program been?
Well, it's been really exciting to watch Pick, Click, Give grow every year. It started in 2009 with just over 300 nonprofits on the list and $500,000 donated through the program. And it's grown every year, both the number of nonprofits participating as well as the number of Alaskans making donations through Pick, Click, Give. In 2014, almost 27,000 Alaskans gave $2.8 million through Pick, Click, Give.
So this could be a fairly significant giving stream for people and for a revenue stream for organizations.
Absolutely. Some organizations are able to raise quite a bit through Pick, Click, Give. The Food Bank of Alaska, for example, raised more than $100,000 through it this past year. Other organizations don't raise quite as much. You know, a lot of them are raising $2,000, $5,000, $6,000 through the program. But for a small organization, that can be a really significant part of their ability to do the work that they do in your community. And Pick, Click, Give is really about all Alaskans kind of banding together, chipping in a little bit of their PFD. These small gifts add up to a really big impact.
Well, and you were mentioning how, you know, how much an organization can bring in or earn through Pick, Click, Give. It's variable. And this year, Pick, Click, Give, funded by Rasmussen, has been doing a media campaign around the state, has been helping organizations learn how to better utilize the program and better get the word out so maybe they can increase the giving they see through that that vector.
That's right. A big part of Pick, Click, Give is the support that we provide to the nonprofits on the list. We develop a lot of tools for them to use in their own advertising campaigns. We provide training to the nonprofit professionals about how to develop their communication and fundraising plans around Picklick Give. And we also provide statewide advertising for Picklick Give generally. So there's a lot of outreach going on, and with more than 500 nonprofits on the list, there's a lot of exciting ways that they can share the stories about what they're doing and help inspire Alaskans to be part of it.
Well, Heather, we are out of time. Any parting thoughts before we go?
I would just say that with the PFD going up so much last year, it more than doubled to over $1,800. If you're thinking about making a Picklick Give gift for the first time, just know that there's really never been a better time to do it. And when you do, you're automatically entered in that Double Your Dividend sweepstakes. So 2015 is a great year to make a resolution to Picklick Give.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Heather.
Thanks, and have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Heather Beatty from Picklick Give.